The number of attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank has been increasing dramatically. The United Nations, together with several Israeli and Palestinian human rights groups, released a report this week. It shows the violence has grown by 150% in the past 3 years. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro.
Farming is the mainstay of the Palestinian communities around the village of Yanun. Animals graze the land and money is made harvesting citrus fruits and olives. Last Saturday, Palestinians say a group of settlers killed some of the sheep belonging to the Bani Jaber family. Palestinians say it's part of a regular pattern of harassment in the area by settlers. Ibrahim Bani Jaber has a cut across his right eye, which needed 12 stitches. He alleges that Israeli soldiers who were also there with the settlers hit him with a rifle butt to the head when he tried to stop the slaughter of the sheep on land that belongs to his family. Four other Palestinians were injured in the incident. Palestinians say not only did the army beat the villagers, but allowed the settlers to attack them. Both the settlers and the army deny the allegations, saying that Palestinians were the aggressors and the army acted to defuse the clashes. There are over 100 Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The international community views them as illegal under international law. Successive Israeli governments, though, have been expanding the settlement enterprise. Under current Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, settlements have grown some 18%. And that swelling population, warns the new report, is one of the reasons there is a surge in violent confrontations between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank. The report says militant settlers in particular are using violence as a tool in their campaign to take over more territory. Jessica Montel heads an Israeli NGO called B'Tselem.
Violence is a means of displacing Palestinians and expanding the settlement in a very explicit way.
Because the Israeli military is the ultimate authority in the occupied territories, it has a legal obligation to protect both Israelis and Palestinians. But that isn't happening, says Montel.
From the level of the soldier and then all the way up through the military and the police and the government, a much higher priority is given to addressing Palestinian violence than violence against Palestinians.
Some 90% of complaints against settlers by Palestinians have been closed without an indictment, according to UN figures. And that, says the UN, allows the settlers to act with impunity. Matthias Benke is with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Palestinians are almost defenseless. They have lost faith in the Israeli authorities, who are the ones who should ensure law and order.
Moshe Goldsmith is the mayor of the settlement of Itamar. He disputes the narrative that settlers are responsible for the bulk of the violence.
I think you can look around and see who's driving in bulletproof buses. The Arabs aren't driving in bulletproof buses. The Jews are driving in bulletproof buses. Why? Because we're being shot upon all the time. We're the ones being attacked.
Goldsmith says that only last year, 5 members of the Fogel family were brutally slain in their beds in Itamar by Palestinian terrorists.
I don't know anyone on Itamar, our community, has been arrested for attacking Arabs. Give me a name of someone.
But Udwan Bani Jaber, who was also injured in Saturday's confrontation, says there's no justice for Palestinians. The army protects the settlers, and the settlers, he says, do what they want. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.